Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Robin ain't. So sorry to disappoint. Disappoints me too. But you know, she needs to. She needs to get a rest and just get relaxed and get recovered from the week and get her, you know, everything straightened out and her medications and stuff. And I say that just about every week, but it is a ongoing process. Feeling better this week than she did last, but just not getting any rest with the continued steroid application. So it's interesting. We might break out in a dog fight here shortly. The three dogs are back here with me this morning, and they're sharing not sharing the headphones or the microphone, but they're certainly present in the room, and it's a typical growling over, you know, some treat that one or the other one of them has, and it might launch into an attack. So if you hear me scold a dog, you'll know what's going on. So, hey, can't get any more real than that, folks. Do your radio show with your dogs in the room, right? This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show you're listening to. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and a lot of stuff in between. And, boy, what a week it's been. Opening day of dove season and early goose season was the 1st of September. Squirrels came in the 2nd of September. Bow hunting for deer came in yesterday. Bear permit drawing took place this week. I wasn't drawn personally, but a friend was drawn who's put me on as a sub-permittee. My bonus daughter has also drawn her second bear permit of her hunting life. So I'm going bear hunting with somebody this year in October. And if you have any questions about bear hunting, we'll be glad to answer them. If you want to talk about archery hunting for deer, we'll be glad to answer them. But I'll tell you what, with the bow season coming in yesterday, seeing a few people on social media that have taken deer, some nice deer, some hard antlered deer, which means the velvet is thank you, Clay. I appreciate that. Yeah, it is. I'll share that in a minute. But seeing some nice archery deer being taken out there in the field. People have had their eye on their bucks and their patterns and that type of thing. And seeing a few does and a whole lot of commentary out there. But I been there, done that in bow hunting in the 90s, when the temperatures, not years, but in temperatures, and it is not a pleasant experience. Aforementioned bonus daughter took her first deer with a bow, a nice velvet buck a few years ago, 96 degrees. The deer was not struck well. We tracked it as hard as we could track it at night after giving it some sufficient time. Heard the coyotes across the road in Montgomery County. Heard the coyotes sound off across the road. You know, it sounded like a whole pack of them. I believe they found it that night, and she was only able to recover. Actually, the front half of her deer was the only thing she was able to recover. There was no possibility of harvesting any meat or anything else, but she was able to get the cape and the antlers intact without any damage and had it beautifully mounted for her. As a matter of fact, it was won in some competitions. It was that beautiful of a deer. So, to answer your question, Clay, is this a three dog morning? For those of you who are vintage. You will understand that. Back in the 60s, there was a group called Three Dog Night. So this is a Three Dog Morning, you know. Jeremiah was a bulldog, a bullfrog, excuse me. Jeremiah might have been a bulldog, but Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. So that was a little song called Joy to the World. Maybe we'll put that into rotation. Good morning, Aaron. How's Aaron? All right, we'll talk to Glenn in Chesterton, and then we'll tell folks about the ongoing muzzleloader contest. Had a great conversation with the marketing guy who helps us with the muzzleloaders last night. Called me, and we had a long conversation, a very good conversation. So that's a good thing. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn.
Hey, Aaron. How are you doing?
Doing all right, buddy. How are you?
Okay, yes.
Yep. Did you kill any doves this week?
Nope. Haven't been for 2 or 3 days. Well, my, on the wire, my lower back that bothered me for some
reason. Uh-oh. Yeah. That can do it. So, yeah. Sorry to hear that. What's that?
A little better today. It seemed to be a little bit better this morning as of this time, anyway.
Yeah.
And that mean ranting, which was.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry to hear that happen. You know, my back goes out every now and then. I can never predict when it's going to happen. But it makes not for a good day or a couple days when it does. So, you know, every now and then I'll sit here on the recliner with the heat on my back, and that helps a little bit. At one point, it had gotten so bad that I did seek medical treatment for it, you know, just because it had been going on so long, and wound up with a muscle relaxant, and you know, I still have a couple of them, and if I have trouble and I'm not going anywhere or doing anything, I'll take one of those and relax a little bit, and that's about all I need to take care of that. But some people need more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you throw a vertebrae out, probably good to get some treatment. And I did that when I was in my 20s, believe it or not, Glenn. And this is not about me. It's about you. It's, you know, hopefully it'll help somebody out there. I twisted. I can't remember what I was doing. I think I had missed a belt loop or something, and I looked in the mirror, turned around and looked in the mirror, and my back flew out. And I was going to go golfing with my dad, and I wasn't able to do that. And that was a long term thing. That was a chiropractor every couple of days for a couple of weeks, and eventually got it back. You know, so I don't know if you need that kind of treatment, or you know, you just gotta do the relaxation stuff. So anyway, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, back on. Yes, bomb. It started bombing about like last Thursday, but man, yesterday morning was the worst.
Yeah. Yeah, you might have thrown a vertebrae out, buddy. You never know. So.
And then what it did? I mean, I didn't fall or fall into anything, and nothing fell into me or anything.
Yeah. Sometimes it just happens, you know.
Yep.
So. Yes, indeed. So, well, maybe you'll get a chance to get out this week. All right.
Yeah, well, say hi to Robin for me.
I'll do it. I sure will. Okay. So, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Have a good weekend. Hope your back feels better. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680. So I mentioned the aforementioned CVA rep, and that was a lot of fun talking to him, but kind of reviewed how the old muzzleloader contest came about. I think this is the 19th year, to be quite honest with you. I think it started in 2004, and at that point I'd met the president of CVA and talked to him about the Outdoors and Radio Show. We had a nice conversation, and we got to, you know, be friendly with each other and each exchanged email addresses and all that stuff, and it went from there. And he was anxious to promote CVA, of course, and we were a good outlet for him. So been a long, nice history with the folks at CVA. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680. The muzzleloader contest is ongoing. September, October, November, one muzzleloader each month. This month we're giving away a stainless steel with a black stock Wolf model. Has the scope mount on it, but no optics. So that's for the month of September. We'll give that away the last weekend in September, and you guys can call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, and then you can just go on the air with me for a minute, say, hey, I wanted to get in the contest. Or if you want to email me, some of you have, email your entry to Ellis at Ellis Outdoors. Same thing, first name, last name, phone number. When the call comes, and within reason, you know, we'll be more than glad to deliver that muzzle loader right to your door. Got a nice email from my buddy in Maine yesterday. Fellow I've duck hunted with and known here from Maryland and became friends with here. And yeah, I think I even had him on the show at one time. But he's emailed me about the things that are going on in Maine and things that he's involved in. And that was good. But he said, tell folks that that don't think your show reaches anywhere outside of the Baltimore metro area that you have listeners in Maine. So I thought that was really, really cool. So, all right, Clay and Owings Mills is on hold. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. You were talking about throwing your back out. I always find it, well, lately I find it curious. I was an automotive mechanic for over 50 years, and I would hurt my back occasionally, like lifting an engine or something.
Sure.
But now I find, you know, I did all this stupid stuff and survived all of it every time. Now I can throw my back out tying my shoes.
Yep, exactly.
This old age stuff is not for the faint of heart.
No, it is not. I agree with you 100%. 100%. So.
I understand that you're by yourself this morning. The medications are having a bad effect again.
Yes, they do. Unfortunately. Yep, and the worst effect is insomnia. That is absolutely the worst one.
So, oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, so the insomnia is, you know, never a good thing. But.
All right, well, give Robin my best for me. And I would love to hear you use that. I mentioned this one other time, that Willie Nelson song, Vote 'Em Out.
Vote him out. We'll have to look for that. I think Aaron heard that. He can write that down, and we'll see what happens, okay?
All right. All right, good plan. Have a good weekend,
thanks,
Alan. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Clay. You have a great one, too. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. So my early goose season got canceled. Apparently, two of our party came down with COVID during the week ahead before the hunt on Thursday. That would have been an early goose hunt up in Carroll County, but it just didn't happen. So for those of you who are getting ready for the waterfowl season, or maybe you like this early goose season, or even the dove season, I'm going to give you a couple recommendations here. If you like a pump-action shotgun, the BPS, Browning Pump Shotgun, BPS, field model from Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, is a newly designed stock with a new look, a larger trigger, guard with a matte blue finish barrel and forged machine steel receiver, bottom ejection, satin finish walnut, beautiful gun, pump action, all with superior fit and the new checkering surfaces. It is available also in a synthetic model, so you can check that out at Clyde Sport Shop. Then there's the If you like the feel and effect of a over and under for field shooting, like doves, it's a beautiful gun for dove hunting. It's a 725 Satori, a perfect blend of beauty and performance with 5 in Vector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing cubs, now available in 20 gauge, and the 725 field model is also available. If you want a dual-purpose gun for sporting clays and field work, well, the Satori 725 has that, but you can also get that field model available. Not as many bells and whistles, but just as fine of a shotgun as the Satori Sporting, no question about it. Both of those available at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway. Exit number 9. That phone number there, 410-242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSports.com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. Well, I hope you had an enjoyable Labor Day weekend. Got to spend some time with your friends and your family, but, you know, there's plenty of nice weekends left in the fall. It's my time of year, and it's a great time of year to spend time with your friends and family outdoors and get together, have some crabs. The prices are coming down now, as you know, and my recommendation to you is when you look around that backyard and you need something, head over to Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is over there in Graysonville or Ken Island, whatever they, you know, they call it Ken Island to kind of narrow it down for people, but it's at Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville, when you come from the bridge, and the local people know how to get there, too, up Route 18, and then turn on Evans Avenue and left on Drummond Lane, which is actually the location. But they've got tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, the tables and chairs, the bar sets, the recliners, you know, the Adirondack chairs, over 1,000 of those in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at exit 44 if you're passing by. On Ken Island, you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds at Backyard Billy's Backyard and greenhouses and chicken coops and dog kennels and so forth. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, check out the barbecue grills. I uncovered mine the other day. Yep, I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is. But they've got the great pellet grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg, which is a smoker grill. You see that on all the barbecue shows. And then the Kamado Joe's, another great grill smoker. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits, too, that take the chill off that cool fall evenings with a nice fire pit or fire ring out in the backyard or out in the backwoods. You'll be glad you did. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on-truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade.
All right, let's talk to John in Woodlawn. Morning, John. How's the things in Woodlawn this morning?
Good morning, Alan. Had a little thunder here, but other than that, it's been really good out here.
Good. Glad to hear that. So what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you for your sponsor, Spurry's Tire.
Yes.
I had been shopping for tires a little while ago, and I called several local discount places, and they only wanted to sell me their discount brand, and I wanted something a little different, and they were not able to. The other local tire places were all giving me stuff that either I didn't think was quite what I wanted. They didn't really give me many options, or they weren't really a high price, a good price once you got past the thing they were pushing at me.
Right.
But when I talked to Spurries, man, he gave me a list of options, gave me some advice about which of the options he thought was best, and I really didn't want to have to drive across the bridge and go over to his shop. But even the price was so reasonable, I told him to go ahead and order the tires. And when I got there, I thought, you know, there's a crowd of people here. It looks like it's really busy. I'm going to have to wait, but I had sort of prepared for that. And I took a long work to do, but I couldn't believe how fast they got it done. I mean, it was really amazing. So just really appreciative of, I wouldn't have known about them if I hadn't listened to your show.
Wow. I'll tell you what, you live in Woodlawn, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Region.
Well, it wasn't a small drive, but it just,
no, it is not. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, but to save money and to get the great service and what you wanted, you went to Spurry's Tire Service.
Yeah, because I had already wasted at least a half an hour calling around to other places that.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
Well, I'm guessing you talked to Brent
yeah.
Spurry. And he's a fellow with the shaved head and the big tattoo on his leg. I'm guessing you saw that guy. And he is the premier tire expert here on the Eastern Shore, because he will give you prices. If he can't tell you something, he will find the answer for you and let you know. You know, if he can't tell you something on the spot, and like I said, no appointment needed for tires. And we just signed him up for another little part of their deal, so we're happy to have them again. So I'm glad you called in and let the people know that, you know, it might sound like you know, it's a inconvenient drive or anything like that. But let me tell you, let me ask you this question. When you said they were busy, you didn't know, you know, how busy they'd be, I bet they took care of you right away, didn't they?
They did. They did. It was, I'd take a long work to do anytime I have an appointment, because then I know that sometimes you end up being there for an hour. I couldn't tell you exactly how long it was, but I don't think it was more than a half an hour the whole wait.
And your tires were on and you were out the door.
That's right.
I love it. That's amazing. Yep. So, yep. I've got an appointment with them Monday. I've got to go check and see about a brake job. So I think we're going to get our brakes replaced in the rear brakes replaced in the tire. I don't know. I think I might have them replaced once. I have 220,000 miles on the truck, so we'll get them to check them out. So, yep. Sounds like a plan. All right, man. Listen, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the recommendation of our great sponsor, Spurrier's Tire Service, and all of our sponsors. Just, you know, hopefully they're all getting results, and they're all, you know, you folks are really taking care of our sponsors like they take care of us here. So they're the reason for the show. So
yeah.
So anyway, thank you for calling, John.
Yeah. Hey,
all right.
Good day. I hope your wife feels better, and I hope your hunting that gets cool enough that you can get out there and do your thing.
Exactly. Yep. I hope you're right. So you have a wonderful day and a great weekend. Thanks, John. There he goes. All right. September 6th, that was a couple of days ago, and then the date comes to mind because that's the drawing that the bear permits were drawn on the 6th. But I was thinking about the date. It was Labor Day in 1999, was September 6th. That was the day my dad passed away 24 years ago, and talked him through to the other side, and I will never trade that experience again. Had a conversation with my dad, and of course he was, you know, he was on his way across the Jordan to the other side, but I knew he was with me. I knew he could hear me, and we talked about fishing, and we talked about going to Canada and fishing for walleyes, and it was just, you know, just a very, very heartfelt experience to be there. And I know where he is. And, you know, I hope he's having a great time. So, 410 WCBM 680. I don't know if I even talked about the muzzleloader contest. I think I did. Call in 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number, first and last name, and accurate phone number with Aaron, and we'll put you in a drawing at the end of the month. Everybody's name gets assigned a number. All the numbers go into a random number generator in Robin's phone. She spins the dial. A number pops out, and that number corresponds with the name of the winner of the new muzzleloader. Same thing for the fishing tackle contest. It's a surface lure contest for various types of fishing, whether it's striped bass or bass or anything you fish topwater for, provided by High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim. The lures package, this will be the last lure package drawn for the year for the end of September. Same thing, you have two contests you can get in. You can get in one, both, either, or none when you call. That number again, 410-922-6680. Let's see who we have. Anybody on the air there, Aaron? I would guess that the hunters in the group are out there. If it's a nice morning where you are, it's a little dry here. It rained overnight. It's not raining right now. I'm guessing the bow hunters are out there for their first big weekend. Yep. So, wow. That's a big smallmouth, Lee. How about that? Yep, I get pictures, text to me. I get people that are going fishing and crabbing and hunting text me and call me and all that type of stuff. It's very enjoyable what happens at 5 o'clock in the morning, especially on a Saturday, because I get to hear from people I don't hear from. My buddy John called or texted. He is listening in Andover, Massachusetts this morning, so Maine and Massachusetts are represented, and I'm sure there are other places around the globe. Feel free to call in and tell us where you're from. Send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, wherever you might be listening, and we'll share that information. We do this every now and then, you know. People, I know John's down there in North Carolina, and I don't know if Richard's still listening from Tennessee or not, but hopefully. But it's really nice to hear from people who have lived here or heard the show, and the longevity of the show has gone, since the late 80s. You know, people are retired, moved away, and they liked to listen to the show when they were here, and now they can listen, wherever they live. And we just like that kind of feeling where we're reaching people in other states and other locations, even other countries, like Richard over there in New Zealand. You know, he calls from time to time, stays up late at night to call the show with the time difference and so forth. So pretty cool. So anyway, yes, you are, and when you call, you are speaking to people around the country and around the world, just so you know. Oh, first sip of coffee. Oof, a little too hot yet, but I can't wait to get into that one. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think while we're waiting, I'll talk about our friends at Spurrier's Tire, waiting for a call. Give you the details on how John was able to get connected there in Baltimore, and how you can too, especially if you live here in the shore, that's for sure. Oh, I do want to mention one thing. The Maryland State Chapter sanctioned Turkey Calling Contest, which is a 2023 Grand National Calling Championship, Maryland State Championship, Open Friction, Owl Hooting, the Maryland Open, Amateur, Junior, Intermediate. It's September 24th, and it's to register or ask any questions, our buddy Russ Leith, 443-677-3669. And if you need to get in touch by email, just call and we'll give you the email address. Give Russ a call at number 443-677-3669 if you'd like to enter the Maryland State Chapter sanctioned calling contest. Just happened to run across that flyer here and thought I'd share it with you. So Spurrier's Tire right up here, right up the street here, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. It's where the locals get their tires, and apparently people from Baltimore now get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as, the others, Michelin and Yokohama, depending on what you what your car needs. Spurrier's Tire Service has the cars or the tires for your car or your truck, from Triumph to Triaxle, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors, farm equipment, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows. They've got tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for more than 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. You heard that from John over there in Woodlawn. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Visit the website spurrierstire.com. And it's again 410-822-7384, Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, You can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, we've got callers on the line. Oh, I hadn't heard that one in a while. How about Wayne up there in Harford County? How you doing, Wayne?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I like that song. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to answer the drawing for the tackle box and the muzzle loader.
Okay. You got it. Did you leave your name and number with Aaron?
I sure did.
All right. Well, then you're in both of them. That's cool. That's for sure. You're in both. So
pick your brain a little bit about surf fishing Aztec Island. Getting ready to go down there at the end of September. Have you had any experience with that?
I have not. I haven't surf fished since I was a kid, and I don't know. I will tell you, though, there are people out there that do know. I'm sure there are YouTube videos out there. I'm sure there's information online about the National Seashore. Have you done any research on it at all?
Actually, I've already went a couple times.
Okay.
Had some luck, mostly sharks and
yeah.
But yeah.
Now, what size sharks are you catching?
Just a small dogfish.
I know that there are people who specialize in the big sharks, and you know what they say: big bait, big fish. If they rig up for these, these sand tiger sharks and things like that. And are pretty successful. I mean, if you've ever caught a 6 foot or 8 foot shark, it's a demanding process, I know, but it can be a lot of fun in the surf too. You just got to be careful when you get finished bringing the shark in.
Great catch for sure.
Yeah. But you're probably after the inshore species. You're after the kingfish and the bluefish and the you know, that kind of stuff. Have you caught any of that kind of stuff, any of the little stuff, the, you know, even the sea lions and stuff? Have you caught any of that stuff?
Yeah, we've had some luck.
Sea robins, excuse me, sea robins, yeah.
No, not sea robins, mostly spot. And we had a 1 year we caught a couple small bluefish.
Uh-huh.
But it was fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know if anybody's catching any kingfish down there or not. That's one of my favorite fish to catch from the surf, which is it's actually a whiting. They call them kingfish. Delicious eating. So are blowfish if you catch them as well. They're good eating too. But as far as any tips, what size hooks are you using?
Normally number one.
Number one? Okay. I'm thinking maybe you cut down on the size of the hook. Go with a number, just a plain number two or something like that on a top and bottom rig, and you know, vary your baits a little bit. Put some squid on one and a minnow on the other, something like that, and see what bites on a smaller hook. Your bait may be too big, and your hook may be too big for some of the better fish to bite. What do you think?
Good tip. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, downsize just a little bit. You know, bigger's not always better when it comes to your hook selection size, because you are eliminating some of the target species that will take a bigger or a smaller bait and have a smaller mouth and can't take that big. What are you using for bait?
Mostly Manhaden and frozen chunks of bait fish.
Okay, switch it up a little bit. Try some squid, number one. You can stick with some of the bait fish. That's a good bite. But and I know bloodworms are expensive, but they do work great in the surf. Maybe you could get some of the alternative bloodworms. I'm not sure what they call them, the nuclear worms or something like that. The big sandworms. Vary your bait a little bit from just the standard. Fish chunks. That may be why your sharks are targeting your bait and not something a little more palatable.
Very good. Price is no object. I'm there to have fun.
Well, you can't buy very many bloodworms. I'm hearing $20 bucks for six jumbo bloodworms. You know, if you like it, that's fine. But there's some alternatives out there and that you can use them as well. And also, those little fake strips of bloodworm-scented baits, they actually work pretty good. They come in a little plastic pack.
The fake bloodworms, yeah, I had them.
No good?
Yeah, and it actually worked pretty good.
Yeah, okay, good. Good, good, good. Well, you know, they're not just for bottom fishing. They're, you know, you can use them for some of those surf species. But I'm curious to hear what else you catch. I mean, there might be even be some, you know, some sea trout, some drum, that kind of stuff too. So.
Well, I get the report from Maryland Department on Natural Resources.
Yeah.
Report, and they have a little section for the Ocean City and the surf and the surf fishing. I keep an eye on that and see what's biting.
Got it, man. That's a good resource for sure. All right. Thank you for the call.
Well, appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Pete in Parkville. Good morning, Pete.
Hey. Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm just following up from your previous caller just before me. I was going to ask you what you might know about the fishing front on the Chesapeake tributaries, maybe ponds, something like that. You know, fishing anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a big broad subject. That's for sure.
Big broad subject.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, the water temperature is still so high. I mean, you're still going to catch some of those small bluefish. You're still going to catch some Spanish mackerel out there. I'm not sure what's going on the southern front with the red drum and the cobia, but you know that's
further down south.
Yeah,
I'm
further
in Baltimore, so you got to go south, right?
No, way south. Yeah.
Yeah.
But in your area, you know, the Patapsco is still producing some striped bass, but they have spread out.
Uh-huh.
They have spread out. So I would go
size limit on them.
19 inches right now.
19, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
One fish per day, or
one, correct?
One fish. Okay.
Yep, one fish. Okay. But do you do any freshwater fishing at all?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm getting some good reports in some of the rivers. The Upper Potomac, there's mm-hmm. been some great fishing up there. The smallmouth bite is on.
Oh.
Some of the best smallmouth fishing is yet to come up there. The locals like to fish it in deer season when the rest of us are out there deer hunting. They're the ones that are on the river catching the big winter smallmouth when they're feeding up for winter.
Wow!
And that's a great bite.
Yeah.
Do you
know of any public ponds, you know, that are available to the public, you know, to maybe catch some crappie or...
Yeah, Centennial Lake out there in Howard County is great.
Oh, okay.
You know, are you fishing from shore or from boat?
No, from shore. Well, yeah. I got a kayak. I don't know if you put a kayak in there.
Piney Run Park out in Carroll County is great. It's a very underrated and underwhelmingly popular fishing spot. But there's crappie, there's landlocked striped bass.
Wow.
There's bass. There's a lot of there's good catfishing out there. A lot of great fishing at Carroll County at that park. So Piney Run. Piney Run, check that out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. And that's not far away at all. I mean,
that's a good one.
That's in our backyard here.
There you go.
So, yeah.
But Centennial Lake in Howard County down there in Columbia and Piney Run would be two good ones I would check out.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Thank you for the advice, Sal.
Thanks, Pete. You have a great one.
Have a great day. All right.
Bye bye. Hey, I know Mike and Rosedale's on there, but Mike, we have to finish up here with our final commercial break, and if we have time, we'll certainly talk to you about it. But right now, I got to tell the folks about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, I know this is crazy to say. It's 90 degrees out there, but you need to get ready for your heating season now, and the way to do that is at the Premier Hearth and fireplace dealer in the region, which is Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We had a fireplace here a couple years ago, never used it in the back room. We rehabbed it. We turned it into a gorgeous fireplace with a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America. We shopped and shopped and shopped. We knew what we wanted to do. We knew we wanted to put a gas insert in because we have gas at the house. So we shopped and shopped and shopped, wound up at Backyard Billy's, just kind of honestly on a lark. Walked in. The people there were so respectful. They were so knowledgeable. The product was just great. The presentation was great. And they actually wound up doing the installation. They got the mason to come out and do the stonework and up the side of the wall. They did the chimney work, hearth work, everything. Right there from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I got the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert, and I told you about their service. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove, or freestanding stove, or insert at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They are open 7 days a week. Why not stop by today and see what they have? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins. Hopkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music, ladies and gentlemen. That means we've come to the end of only the first hour. Got another hour to go. Another more opportunity for you to call in and get your chance at a great CVA Wolf muzzleloader. And I look forward to talking to you in the next hour. And right now it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe, enjoy your weekend.